Well, actually, let's play this clip. I have the dingbat.
Oh, this would be our blonde dingbat from the Departments of State.
Yeah, and she stumbles around here, and this is a clip called "Words Do Not Matter," mm-hmm. and she's either using the wrong sentence structures falling apart. Or there's something she says in here. Now, this is a clip that. Well, just play it. We'll see if we can figure out what it is.
It's an interesting fact that today, a week after this attack, he says they should be allowed in when every single step the Syrian regime has taken up until this point has been to actually stall and stymie this investigation. So the words speak much quieter than actions. I think actions here are what matters.
Hold on a second. I need some revenge porn from her. Please.
And every action from the Syrian regime has been that they will not cooperate with the UN investigation.
You think they're trying to stall a response to what you describe as the massive use of chemical weapons?
I don't want to venture to guess why they're doing what they're doing, but I think it's clear that we will not allow them to hide behind a UN investigation into the use of chemical weapons to prevent any response from the United States.
Have you received from the UN its assessment?
I don't know the answer to that. I can look into it.
Because if you haven't, why would you argue that they are hiding behind that? I mean, you yourselves repeatedly called for the UN investigation.
We did.
This.
Well, the Syrian regime is trying to hide behind it because they keep...
She's no match.
The problem is with her, she thinks she can handle it. She was like the spokesperson for the CIA. You know how that goes. Here's the question. I'll be the spokesperson for the CIA. Ask me something.
So do you think that Assad has actually gassed his own people?
We have no comment on that.
No, you got to do it a little differently. She does more like, I am not going to
all I can say that,
comment
I
from
can
the
say
podium.
This about that.
Yeah.
It's classified.
I'm not going to comment on that from the podium. They're always talking about the podium.
Yeah, but I think this is the first time she's actually talked. I would like to see her as the spokesperson for the CIA and see if she ever said anything.
Was
or maybe
she
just wrote press releases. I've never seen a CIA press conference where somebody's up there answering questions. Have you?
Let's hold on. What's her name again? Her name is Harf. What's her name?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. We need her name. I can't person. Well, if you just go to video.state.gov, which is my browser, believe me, knows that website. It autofills everything. Marie Harf, I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Let me see here. Briefing, August 29th. Marie Harf. Yeah, okay. Marie Harf. Now, here's what we do. Here's how you do it. You go to c-spanvideo.org, and you type in Marie Harf into the search, which will... The results always suck, but then you got to hit people. And then there's Marie Harf, bio page, and there's her appearances. And we can go to oldest. And nope. Oldest on C-SPAN is July 20th. She came from nowhere. July 25th is the oldest on record. So that's the first time we've ever seen her, I guess.
Yeah.
Interesting. Marie, let's try Marie Harf CIA video. I'm just trying this quick little Googles. You know what? Who knows? No, I think you're right. I don't think she's ever been in the public.
She thinks she's a hot shot because you can tell that she doesn't realize she's being made a fool of by a couple of these guys.
By the best podcast in the universe.
And us, of course. But I'm talking about the guys in that room,
right?
Are literally ridiculing her, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have the nastiness of that other woman. She seems like she just thinks she's smart and she's
Psaki. Jen. Well, where is Jen? Is Jen? I mean, why? It feels to me like both Jen Psaki and what's his name, Carney, that they're hiding. They're like, oh, I don't want to be. I don't want to do it today. You go. Doesn't it feel
I think Psaki's probably working at a coroner because she likes to disassemble corpses. I collected 5 feet today.
Because she has no soul? Is that why?
Could be.
All right. Okay. So as we wrap it up for today, John.
Yes.
And do you have one more thingamabobby, or are we going?
I think I'm good. I got the Hollande clip, which is just like,
nah,
you don't need that.
Nah,
and we got gassing their own people. I got another clip. I still have this one clip. We're not going to play it on this show, but I kept it in abeyance, which is the scam of the 1990s.
Ooh,
the woman who.
No, I want that's the H&K. I want you to hold on to that for Thursday show. Can you do that?
Yeah.
That'll be
yeah,
good.
And
that'll
I have, a, and I there's, a, like, there's even more information about this that's even more disgusting
good.
Than the clip itself.
All right. So looking at Thursday's show, Thursday will be the 5th of September. Am I correct? Yeah, the 5th of September. Have we sent Raytheon steel towards Syria? Yay or nay?
I'm saying nay.
Nay. Have we had a vote by then? Yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay. Okay. September 11th would be a nice symbolic day to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people pointed that out to us. September 11th is coming up. This is a good time to bomb somebody.
It would be a good time for someone to do something so we then could bomb.
Right. So and we are coming up on the 11th, which yep. is the day of the 6-week cycle.
Oh,
so all kinds
oh.
of action. Yes.
Okay.
Coincidentally, it's a 6-week cycle coming up.
Don't know if
and
there's a coincidence.
Yeah, we got. The stuff's going to be a popping.
All right. Well, we will be here. Please support us by going to Dvorak.org/NA. You can't get this kind of analysis anywhere else. And hopefully we made you chuckle at least once or twice. If you've got any revenge porn, send it to me, adam@curry.com. And we will be back on Thursday. Coming to you here from the Travis Heights Hideout in the morning, I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern Silicon Valley, I'm John C. Dvorak.
Final clip done by producer Drew. Thank him so much. And we will talk to you again on Thursday right here on No Agenda.